Wednesday, the 8th of July, Test of Rav Tammuz, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf, Eliyahu Hanavi, what is he, a man or a mensch? What is a malach or a mensch?
As a well-known Gemara, the Gemara tells a Maisa from the Zia Kufyu Dalit. Well, tells a Maisa that Rabbi Avua met Eliyahu Hanavi in the Beis HaKvaros. May I love a Beis HaKvaros? So he said, he asked him, Shaila, in the middle he asked, he says to him, Amar lei lav kohen humar, are you not a kohen? Rashi explains, because Eliyahu is Pinchas. Eliyahu Hanavi is some bringing to Eilam Hazeh of Pinchas, and Pinchas not a kohen. This week's Sedra, Nosatles Brusi Shalom, came a kohen. So Pinchas is a kohen. So if you, Eliyahu Hanavi, are Pinchas, how can you go in the Beis HaKvaros? What's going on here? Kohen can't go in the Beis HaKvaros. So he answered him that the Kvarim of Goyim are not Matame. But the question is, obvious Kasha, that Eliyahu Hanavi Lechayr is a malach. Eliyahu Hanavi, you know, the children say tonight, you know, my children always watch the wine, whether it's going to go down, and I always bash the table. It should grow. Eliyahu Hanavi is where is he? He's a malach. I mentioned a malach is a ruach, is a spirit. You can't see it. You can't see a malach. Doesn't have a physical presence as such. So if Azoi, the kasha is, so if it's a malach, so who says it? Zolzain is Eliyahu Hanavi. It was when he was a mensch, he was some shaykhs to Pinchas. But now he's a malach, and if he's a malach, so why does he have to keep that halacha of not going to Beis HaKvaros? A kohen is a malach. That's one of the questions. The emes is a big raya to this din. That Eliyahu Hanavi is a malach. It is a kasha, which the Friedrich Poskim Claire, what's the halacha of Ishes Eliyahu? Eliyahu just knows that if a person dies, so his wife, his mutter, she's allowed to remarry. Misa takes away the Ishus. If a person's married, Chas v'Shalom, they're not allowed to do it. No, so Ishes Ish, she's married to somebody, the Pnei Yeshua says that she's booked, she's tafus. Yeah, you know how to, but if someone dies, it's finished. So his wife's mutter Lashuk, she's allowed to marry anybody else. So the question is, what's the status of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife? Eliyahu Hanavi didn't die. He just disappeared. So what's the din of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife? Hashaila, is the Piskei Maharai gebrengt in Taka Beda Bishmul in Evan as a Simon Yud Zayin, he brings it down, and he paskins, because in state apostle, Ishes Re'ehu, all our wives are also because Ishes Re'ehu, you know, I mustn't live with Ishes Re'ehu, the wife of your friend. Oh, but here, she's not Ishes Re'ehu, Ishes Re'ehu will like Ishes Malach. Is that Malach? She's Ishes Malach, and Ishes Malach is an Osa, and Ishes Re'ehu is Osa, and Ishes Malach is not Osa. Paskin the Piskei Maharai. So B'chonon Vassaman and Kevish Yurim Chelik Beis, he asks a beautiful kasha, and he asks the following question. It's a kasha, and he blight shvei. He says, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, how do we know that someone's been married, and his wife, and his nifta, that his wife is mutter to remarry? How do we know? How do we know? Who told us? Maybe not. You know there are various halachas, for example, Eishes Ach. And Eishes Ach means if a person's brother's wife, if the brother dies, she's still also to him, unless there's Yibum. But without Yibum, she's also. The Issa Arayas, which was there when they were married, that remains. So maybe the Issa Eishes Ish is also going to remain. Who says it goes away? So the Gemara Darshan's a heckish, I think. The Gemara says, because we got Gerushin, and we put Gerushin and Misa in the same posuk, and we know that a person Megarish his wife, she can remarry. So just like Gerushin allows a woman to remarry, who didn't Misa allows a woman to remarry? So you need a special Yalfusa in the Gemara to tell us that Misa allows a person's wife to remarry if a person dies. Frag Rav Chanan, why do we need a posuk? Tepuk lei, if a person dies, it's not Eishes Re'ehu anymore. And we just said, in order to be Osa to marry, to remarry, or to live with somebody else, it's got to be Eishes Re'ehu. And Eishes Eliyahu, Hanavi's wife, is Mutter because Eishes Re'ehu, but not Eishes Malach. So let's say the same thing. Eishes re'eyu, v'lo eishes meit. The guy's dead. He's also like a malach. He's a spirit now, gone into the shemayim, hopefully greeting Gan Eden. But so it's the same thing, exactly the same thing as eishes re'eyu. So Rabbi Chanan asks, if you're going to make a drosha, eishes re'eyu, v'lo eishes meit, and sorry, v'lo eishes malach, and say that Leonovi's wife is mutter, let's say exactly the same thing, eishes re'eyu, v'lo eishes meit. And Rabbi Chanan blibes there. He remains with the kasha. Maybe one could say that Aishas Re'eu Valeishas Mace would be, historically it's been Aishas Re'eu. And once it's been Aishas Re'eu, that's going to remain that way unless you go into a new status. Maybe Elyon Novi, the pshat like this, Aishas Re'eu, but then it went to a new status of Aishas Malach. And Aishas Malach isn't Mutter, isn't also. Maybe one could say that, I don't know, it's a bit of a doubt. But Rav Chanan remains with the kasha. However, Rabbi Yisai, so we see from here that Elyon Novi, now today is a malach. So if he's a malach, he's coming back off kasha. What's the Gemara? Rabbi Avua says to Elyon Novi, meets him in Pesach for us. What are you doing here? You're Pinchas, you're a Kohen. Why are you not a Kohen? He's a malach. There's another Gemara. Gemara in Erevin. I wouldn't be so presumptuous to speak as Erevin. But it's Eruv Tchumin. Eruv Tchumin we can still speak about. Eruv Tchumin, there's a shaila whether yesh Tchumin lemalo me'asara. That means that although the Tchumin, there's an Issa Tchum Shabbos, one mustn't go, if a person has a mokum where he is, in a city or in a place, where that's his mokum shvisa, that's where you are for Shabbos, you mustn't go out 2,000 amas more than that mokum shvisa. So the whole city is like your Daud Amas. In London, you've got plenty of space to go. If you're in the countryside on summer holidays, and you're somewhere in the middle of a race boss, you're in the middle of, I don't know, Scotland or Yorkshire or somewhere you're going to go, and you've got a little high school or somewhere in the middle of nowhere, is the halacha, you mustn't go, that's your mokum shvisa, is your house with your garden, and you mustn't go more than 2,000 amas in any direction, because that's your mokum. It's a shaila. Yesh tchumin lemala me'asara. If one could somehow levitate oneself, yeah, to be over 10 tefachim above the ground, off the ground more than 10 tefachim, which is not shaykh to the karaka anymore, you're not belonging to the ground, and you get yourself above 10 tefachim. Classic case would be on a ship, on a boat, yeah, and you're above 10 tefachim from the bed of the lake or the sea, and your 10 tefachim above, is there an issa tchumin, a shayin in the Gemara, yesh tchumin lemala me'asara, or ain't tchumin lemala me'asara? We pass in l'chumra yesh tchumin lemala me'asara. But this is a shayin in the Gemara. So Gemara wanted to bring a raya like this. Gemara tells another story by Elyon Novi. His hani shev shmaita, there were 7 halach, Gemara dav mem gimel amud aleph in Erevin. Hani shev shmaita, there were 7 halachas, 7 memras, 7 dinim, which were told over, but Safra b'Shabbos, on Shabbos morning, Makiddush, Megeret, Mishmis b'Makiddush, yeah, Mitashtikul Herring, and Mishmis Herring Halacha, Stam. Yeah, it says, Toki Ashtikul Torah, who was saying, we don't know who said it, but it was said in the morning, Kameid Rav Chista b'Surah, in front of Rav Chista in Surah, and in the evening, b'Hadipanya b'Shabbos, b'Sharashidus, yeah, Eichem b'Herring Nochamo, yeah, where was it said? It was said, Kameid Rav b'Budisa, which is a long way away. So, who's going to go, who can travel from Surah to Pompadis on Shabbos? Shabbos morning, Bakidish, 7 shmites, 7 dinim in Surah. And in the evening, they said it in Pompadis. It must have been Elyon Novi. Who else can travel on Shabbos? Nobody else can travel on Shabbos. Man on Minu, it must be Lav Elyon Minu. Did not Elyon Novi say these halachas? Oh, how could he go Chutz to Chum? It's a raya, because Elyon Novi doesn't go this way, Elyon Novi goes upwards. Yeah, yeah, he goes derech mahla. So it's ain't chum in the mahla me'asara. Bring the Gemara raya from this thing. As ain't chum in the mahla me'asara. Moi yedike raya. Then the Gemara fears, it's not, it was Yusuf Shido who said it. It wasn't Elyon Novi. It was Madcha. Elyon Novi? What's the problem? Lama Zong, let's say Elyon Novi is Taka, he was Elyon Novi. And let's say, La'olam, yesh chum in the mahla me'asara. Maybe it's Taka also. But who says Elyon Novi has to keep Shabbos? He's a malach. A malach doesn't have, is not bound by the tariag mitzvahs like we are. Just like we asked Elyon Novi, can lechera Just like we asked Eliyahu HaNavi, can Lechaira go in a Beisach Kvaros? Lechaira, who adin, he can travel on Shabbos. What's the problem? So he can go Chutz Tchum. So why is it a riot from here that Eliyahu HaNavi, if Eliyahu HaNavi was the one who said it, must be Ein Tchum in a Malach HaNasar. What's the riot? Lama Zogin, Astak is a Malach. The embassy is, I must tell you, there's a shtick, the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, not the Shin of Arov, there's a Litvish of Divrei Yechezkel as well. Yeah, a Sefer was in from the Slabodka or Shivas before the war, he got married to Gishtigal Torah. And he asks another kash of Emes. He asks two kashes. He says, let's say Eliyahu HaNavi is a Malach. And let's say Eliyahu HaNavi is a Malach who keeps Shabbos. Lama Zog. Okay, he says a Malach, but he keeps Shabbos. Let's say Malach also keeps Shabbos. Lama Zog. Prek Tazak. He says, but we said beforehand, Isur Tchumim means that if you have a mokum, you have a fixed place, your place of fixed abode, and the din is you mustn't go 2,000 amas away in any direction from that place. You've got your, it's called your Kona Shvisa. Yeah? Your Kona Shvisa means, you hear the expression Kona Shvisa, which means that is my place where I'm Shabbos, where I'm resting on Shabbos. This is my mokum, and to go out of this mokum 2,000 amas is also on Shabbos. That's very cautious. He says, let's say Eliyahu HaNavi keeps Shabbos. But Eliyahu HaNavi is not a physical entity. He's a malach. He's a ruach. A malach who's a ruach, who's a spirit, doesn't have a mokum. You can't say he was Kena Shvisa. We, Baruch Hashem, we've got plenty of solidity to us. Yeah? And so therefore, we're Kena Shvisa. We're physical. We're a physical entity, which is Dobinif. Here I am. This is my place. Go Chutz L'Tchum. Oh, Zerla, you mustn't do. Eliyahu HaNavi is no, there's no physicality to Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a Malach. So even if you'll say a Malach has to keep Shabbos, or does keep Shabbos, but it doesn't have a Kena Shvisa. It's not Shaykh and Muslim, this idea of being Kena Shvisa to have a place. So why can't, even if he would keep Shabbos, he could still go Chutz L'Tchum, because he's not got a Shvisa. The Oid break the Debbie Yechazkul Nochmeh. More than that, he asks. He says, Tosva says in that Mem Gimel, Mem Hei, in Erevin, Tosva says in Mem Hei on the base, says Tosva that if you have water in the clouds, if the water comes, the Shaida, the water comes originally from the clouds, the Shaida where it comes from, in the Kippah, from the Rokia, the water comes on Shabbos, you can take that water, has not got a Mokim Shvisa. It can go out Chutz L'Tchum. Yeah? Means if you take it, it can go Chutz L'Tchum. Why? Says Tosfos, even if Yesh Tchum in a Mara Me'asara, Loi Shayich Kinyan Shvisa Barakia. So if you're in the sky, if you're on a plane or a rocket, yeah, and you're on the way to the moon, is there's no Muslim of Kinyan Shvisa. You haven't got a Mokum in the heavens. Anyway, Mokum is again physicality, us ground. So even if Lamala Me'asara, there's a Muslim going Chutz L'Tchum, but there's no Kinyan Shvisa in the Rakia. So even if Eliyahu HaNavi is a Malach, and who keeps Shabbos, but number one, he's a spirit, he's not a physical entity, and therefore he doesn't have a Musug of being Kinyan Shvisa, number one. Number two, it's not Shayach a Musug of Kinyan Shvisa Barakia. Eh? Loi Shayach Kinyan Shvisa Barakia.
Shum Shabbos in what way?
Pardon?
Shum Shabbos in what way? You're not cooking, not resting.
Yeah, okay, stomach asher, mask him. But feel if you're going to say that there's a Musug, you mustn't do Averis of Shabbos, right? It's not Shayach to cook by him. Well, you'd say, I don't know if he won't want to cook you a meal, and you come down and do a physical act of cooking, maybe you're like, Chavis Nisht. Lama Zogand as Nisht, of the effort, the asking even more than that. Hilo, if not like you, I feel if he is a Malach who keeps Shabbos, but it's not Shayach. See, he's a Murdig Echidish. Yeah, well, it's not necessarily it's Shayach. Mara Atzmom Kilo Echidim says they didn't actually eat. Yeah, but they said they showed themselves they ate it. They didn't actually eat it necessarily. They got paid back for that. Yeah, yeah, goof ha goof. Yeah.
So that's the key. When he came to Beis HaMedrash in order to teach them, he must have come in a human form.
Yeah. Listen to this. He's a whopping chiddush. He brings a rayon halacha. He's got a shayla halacha. You know, there's two types of tumin. This is getting a bit irvindic, but it's not that. There are two types of tumin. Midirabonon. The din tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amos is a drabonon. It's not a deraisis. Drabonon. Midiraisa, the Rambam paskins, there's a shear of yud base mil. 12 mil, which is a mil is 2,000 amos, so it's 12 of those. That shear deraisa. So normally you learn that midirabonon they made a chumrah of 2,000 mil, made a raisa, yud base mil. Zog the divrei cheskonah. He says, the whole din of shvisa and not going out of my mokoyim, that's 2,000 amos, that's drabonah. The din de raisa, I love this, I would say. The din de raisa of not going yud base mil is not a din in koine shvisa. It's what he calls an isur hiluch. One may not walk from your physical, from your mokoyim, you may not walk more than yud base mil on Shabbos. It's an isur hiluch. So you don't need a koine shvisa. The isur tchumin of alpayim amos, of 2,000 amos, that is the tchumin. The halacha of that is that if you've got a place, you mustn't walk out of that place, you mustn't distance yourself from that place. 2,000 amos, that's one halacha. The other halacha of yud beis mil, which is from Rakia, is Bahalach Tov Kuf Shana. It is 500 years distance. It's much more than Yud Beis Mil. Is the shear of Yud Beis Mil is a isra to walk that distance. Nothing to do with Kena Shvisa. So Bazei would be shayach by Leonovi. He brings a raya gufa from the fact that we're talking about Leonovi with this atchumin. Aya Leonovi is a malach and he's got no musug of shvisa. He's got no place. He's got no physicality. And number two, even if he is a malach and even if he has a place, but in Shomayim there's no kinyan shvisa because it's rokiyah, it's the heavens. The answer is okay, but there's an isra hiluch. We may not go. Okay, I'll go on. Let's come back to our rate. The question was. So we've discussed L'choyre Elyonovi is a malach. And if he's a malach, it's still shver, like we said, Meicha Teisa should keep Shabbos, Meicha Teisa should keep the Isurim of a Kohen of Yisak Voros. There's a wonderful, wonderful tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, Chelik Vov Simon Tzadiches. Wonderful, beautiful tshuva. And he asked another couple of kashas. He asked a wonderful question, I would say. Elyonovi, the Gemara says, in also in Erevin, that he can't come on Shabbos. If Yesh Tchumin, we know that the Geula has to happen, Elyonov has to come. And Zashayla, can Elyonov come on Shabbos? Can he come? If Yesh Tchumin, Amal Me'asor, Elyonov wouldn't be able to come on Shabbos. Same Shayla. Yeah, can Yesh Tchumin? How can Elyonov come? We know that the precursor, I think is the word, to the Geula, to Moshiach Bedov coming will be the day before Elyonov will come. And if Yesh Tchumin on Shabbos, he can't come Chutz Tchum. Shaila, the Gemara, that's good for another Shaila, whether Yesh Tchumin, the Malam Asara or not. Correct? So we're saying Elyonovi can't be over Issa Tchumin. If Yesh Tchumin, the Malam Asara. For the Akasha, and we're asking Yesh Tchumin, the Malam Asara, Chumra. You ever been to Bris on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? Shabbos also make Brisim of his Mamai. Yeah, and what does the world say? What's the first one? Well, the first thing he says, Baruch Abba Elyonovi, Malach Abrisa, Moid Limini, Sancheini. He invites Elyonovi to stand there next to him and help on his right hand side and help him. Elyonovi, bad Bris, Shabbos, what's going on here? I can't just come, it's Chutz L'Tchum. How can Elyonovi come? What's he doing there? Zeh HaKistish Elyonovi, Zachol HaTayim, he's not here, Shabbos. How can he come, Chutz L'Tchum? Anoch HaZach Zokte. He said, you know the minig is, Motzei Shabbos, we sing Elyonovi, yeah, the very, very well minig Yisrael, the Negin, which everyone sings, Elyonovi, Elyotishbi, on Motzei Shabbos. Why do you sing Elyonovi, Motzei Shabbos? Zog Demogen Avraham, and Sim Reish Tadi Hei, one of the reasons is because Elyonovi can't come on Shabbos. It's the first time he could come now, Motzei Shabbos, can they come on? Now he can come on Shabbos, so we're going to sing. We sing Elyonovi. So Elyonovi, can he come on Shabbos? Can he not come on Shabbos? Here he is coming to a bris, so a bris will turn up, either for the good or not. Yeah, Fakib would have said, huh? what's going on here? You know, we come, yeah, come Shabbos, not come Shabbos, what's going on? Says the Chasam Sofer, a wonderful, wonderful idea. He says like this. He says, Elyonovi, there are two beginners of Elyonovi. He says, I don't understand these things. Elyonovi, when he went as Mesorah Shemaimo, he left his goof in Gan Eden Mutatachton, he says. He left his goof here, like his coat. You know, the goof of a person really is just an overcoat for the neshama. So he left his goof here, and a gang in his shamayim, as a malach. And when he comes back, he's got multiple choice. He's got a choice. Either he can come back as a malach, or he can come back as a mensch. He's got a choice. And it depends. There's a shtickle, Arzad Abirav from Mazeda Rebbe Gurvitz, who brings down. He heard from the Ponov Sharov, a Muyadik Avot. The Ponov Sharov said, you know, you find sometimes Elyonovi is called Tishbi, and sometimes called Elyon. Elyonovi, not Tishbi, yeah? says, we say teiku. You have a shayla in the Gemara. What do we say? Teiku. What does teiku stand for? Everyone knows. Hishbi yetareitz kushyus va'abayis. And Yonovi will tell us the answer. And Yonovi tells us the answer. We've got a klal. We say teiru liba shemayni. If a malach comes and tells you that halacha, you say, I'm very sorry, but the rabbi this, who I listen to, or rabbi so-and-so, who I don't listen to, said this. And that's it, yeah? And there's nothing, and there's nothing. And Teir Lei Vashamayim, you can just go take it back, and off you go. I'm not listening. Teir Lei Vashamayim. So how can any Arnobi come and tells us? So he says like this. You find sometimes he's called Elio. We have a sophic in Momonos. We don't know whose money is. We say, Yehei Munach Ad Shiyavi Elio. And the Arnobi will tell us. What's the difference? So it says like this. Tishbi means, and Yoha Tishbi is his physicality. He comes down to Edom Hazeh, he puts his goof back on, and he'll come and he'll tell us halacha. That's okay, because he's telling us halacha in his physical state. Yeah? Tishbi, Yitaritz, Kushis, Rabbayetz. However, when he goes, when he's coming as Eliyahu, he can't tell us halachas. You've got a shayla whose money it is. It's not a halachic shayla, it's a practical shayla. Who's the galavir? Who's the lion? Who's this? Who's that? Eliyahu Novi, even if he's a malach, can tell us. So Yehmunach HaChiyovi, Eliyahu can tell us whose money it is without declaring the halacha. But to declare the halacha, you need Tishbi Yitaritz, Kushis, Rabbayetz. That beautiful vort from the Ponovish Rav is the Chasam Sofer says the same thing. And he says, so we understand how Eliyahu Novi can come on Shabbat. Depends. The Gemara in Arium was telling us, Eliyahu Novi was saying, Shev Shmaitzes, telling halachas. That's what he said before. Yeah. It's not 10 halachas, it takes 7 halachas. Halachas! Teirei Bashamayimi, you can't come as a malach. He must have come in his physical state. Eliyahu Tishbi, he must have come in his physical state. Or if he's coming in his physical state, Oy Bazoi is the halacha, is he got a problem with Tchumin and Mana. So he goes the Mana Me'asara, but he got a problem with this Tchumin. And Yonovi Vais this day was talking, he was telling him halacha, he was asking him Shaila, the Isaac Forest there, he was asking him Shaila's la halacha there. Asking Shaila's la halacha? Must have been, he was in his physical state. In physical state, if he's in a physical state, then he's got problems with Tchumin, then he's got to keep halachas of Isaac Forest, he's got to keep the halachas of Shabbos. However, Rabbi said by a bris, what do we say? What's the Moel said in the Moel here? Eliyahu Malach Habris Emoilim Sancheini. Oh yeah, Malach Gesundheit. Please Eliyahu Novi come. Yeah, if a Malach he can come. Als Malach is allowed to come, als Mensch, there's a problem of Tchum. Because there's the two beginners of Eliyahu Novi. Chazon Sefer linked to a Goinus. He adds a Goinus over here. You know, there's a Shaila. We say on Motzah Shabbos, we mentioned before, we say it, we sing it, Zmiras Eliyahu Novi Yehoh Tishbi, Motzah Shabbos. Why? Because Eliyahu Novi can't come on Shabbos, so you've got to sing it. What about Yom Tov? Motzah Yom Tov, we don't sing Eliyahu Novi Yehoh Tishbi. Why can't he come on Yom Tov? He can't come on Yom Tov either. It's also, it's a Tchumin in the same Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if Eliyahu Novi can't come Shabbos because of his Tchumin, so therefore he can't come Yom Tov either because of his Tchumin. So why don't we sing? Is Rabbi said, "No, and I am in it. Let's sing." We want the Yom Tov also. Eliyahu Novi Machan Malad Malka. We don't do that. Shvet. Motzei Shabbos in Gates. Rabbi say, "There's no Yom Tov in there." Well, sure. 11:24. Yeah. Yeah. He tells me it's Shvet. Yeah. What? Yeah, it's good. Okay. That's the shayla, yeah? That's the kasha as what's the difference? So if we've established Eliyahu Novi can't... I missed that one point. When he comes to say the geula, how do we know he's coming as a mensch? Maybe when he's coming as a malach for the geula. It's a state, the Chasam Sefer says, because when he comes b'shas the geula, he's going to do smicha. He's going to be so meich, like the used to the Rabbonim had smicha, for amal, proper smicha, and that smicha can only come, which is a Kabbalah, with Dodeus from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Eliyahu Novi, whose pinach has had a smicha, yeah, so he can do a smicha, as a malach can't do smicha. So he must be a mensch, coming as a mensch, to say the geula, so he can't come with chum. Said like this. So what's the difference, Shabbos and Yom Tov? Felt the Chasam Sefer, beautiful. He says, as the Gemara says, that Eliyahu Novi first has to come to Beis Din HaGadol Peshav Shavirushalayim. That's where he's got to say the Hodah about the Geula. That's where he's got to come. That's where the Gemara and Erevin that I'm giving on base. He's got to come to Beis Din HaGadol Peshav Shavirushalayim. The Rambam paskens that even though there's Issa Tchumin, but Beyomim or Nahoros, seas and rivers, one can, Midiraisa one can go, there's no Issa Tchumin.
Now all the rivers and seas are all connected. Where's the first river mentioned in the Torah? V'nar yotzei me'eden. And we mentioned beforehand that Elyonov, he left his goof behind in Gan Eden. So he can't put his goof on. Nar yotzei me'eden, off he goes. He can swim. Yeah, he's a good swimmer. He can swim. Stama malach, he can go from Tufkuf. He can fly, he can swim. Yeah. So the kids will go along. Derech yomim nahoros. The trouble is there any, are there any nahoros in Yerushalayim, natural nahoros, which are not coming from the rain, which come direct from the sea? There's one nahor, and that is Mei Gichoin, the Nahar of Gichoin. However, we know Gichoin was blocked up by Chizkiyah. So he can't get there. Now, what's going to happen to Mei Gichoin? Anyone know what's going to happen? State, it's going to be opened up again. Megichain is going to be opened up. No, said it's very good. Said Yonovi should come, he'll come, Derech. He's got a problem. Why are you telling me that he can't come to Beis Nagodl because Israel Tchumin? He can. Come Derech, Yonim Nahoros. And he's going to end up, he's going to get blockage there by Gichain, blast it out of the way, and I'll be okay. Can't do that, why? And Yonovi keeps Shabbos. If he's a physicality, he's keeping Shabbos. And if he's keeping Shabbos, he can't do it. It's a boina of knocking out Mei Gichain. It's a boina. You're not allowed. What is that locha, Rabbi say? Is boina muta on Yom Tov or not? You're not have to build on Shabbos. It has a Yom Tov. You mustn't build on Shabbos. It's a boina. If you're okay, no, it's boina. I'm not living this because you're going to make it, you're doing it for a tickle. Yeah. Oh, you know, is the Tosfos says, a very famous Tosfos in Shabbos of Tzadi Hei, very famous Tosfos. Tosfos says the following. You know, there's to make cheese. Shabbos, you mustn't make, Megabin is one of the malachas you mustn't do. Why mustn't you make cheese? What's the malach of making cheese? What are you doing? And you take milk, and I don't know exactly how you do it, but you froth it up, and you build against that, and that's cheese. Is the Issa, the Gemara says, the Issa of Megabin, the Issa of making cheese, is the Issa of Boyin. List it in the Gemara. However, we know that malachas on Yom Tov are mutter l'tzerich ilchul nefesh. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to, and you're allowed to make cheese. You're allowed to do, it's a malacha on Yom Tov, it's different from Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't have any malachas. Yom Tov, you can do a malacha, which involves any malacha, which is for ilchul nefesh, one's allowed to do on Yom Tov. Oy bazoi, you're allowed to be megabein, divino, to make cheese, you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov. Or if you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov, it's a boina. Kumto is the Issa boina for making cheese is mutter on Yom Tov l'tzerich ilchul nefesh. Now we have a rule in Meleches Yom Tov mitoich shehutra l'tzerich ilchul nefesh. Any mutter mitoich is mutter to do it. That malacha is now mutter on Yom Tov. That's the rule. The rule is any malacha which is allowed l'tzerich ilchul nefesh is that malacha is now no longer osa on Yom Tov midirais. That loch. Oy bazoi, he's up to for Tosfos Kasha. So it's a Tosfos Tzadi Hei in Shabbos. So maybe we should be allowed to build on your own. Has anyone got a building company here? Yom Tov, because you can go and build. Because the Isser Boina on Yom Tov is Dema to Megabin, baking cheese. And just like cheese you're allowed to make on Yom Tov because it's a Rechel Mefesh to make cheese. And we take Shehutra to make cheese. It should be Mutter to any Isser Boina. It says Tosfos Anochanama, you're quite right. And Midirais, it's Mutter to build on Yom Tov. Tashom, it's awesome, Midrabbonon, because of Uvda Duchon. As they paskant the Tosfos in Shabbos. And Shabbos, I've heard this halacha brought down halacha. They talk about it where if electricity, even if you can find a way with havara, because electricity, there's two problems: a problem of havara making it fine. Well, havara on Yom Tov, this is a problem. You can derive it at Moly Deish. Yeah. So what are you going to say? But the Chaznish says that when you make a circuit, it's boiler. So the Dayan Bais paskin that on Yom Tov it's only a rabbanon because it's only over to the chil because boiler on Yom Tov is mutar. I'll pay that thesis. So even if you want to machmir with the Chaznish shita that making a circuit is boiler, but not Yom Tov. Akoponim, if boina is mutter Yom Tov, says the Chasam Sefer Geonus, now we can see the chilek between Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know we've got a problem, Elyonovi can't come Shabbos. Why can't he come Shabbos? Because Derech Tchumin. I should come Derech Yom Nahoros. Yeah, get to Beis Nagodl. You're going to get into a problem, make Yichon. Yichon's been stopped up. Blast it open, Israel boina. But Yom Tov, where we've said there's no Issa Boina Midiraisa, because he said Mitoich Shehutra by making Givina. You're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov. And Mitoich, which is Issa Boina, Mitoich Shehutra, Netzorich, Hutu Shalom, Netzorich, you're now allowed to build on Yom Tov Midiraisa. And it's only also Midirabonach, Uvda Dechayu.
Oy bazoy zot khas sefer. And you know if you can come on yom tov. Because he'll come there at Yom Nahoris. What? He'll bump into Megicha? Bash it out of the way? Boina? Boina's muta on Yom Tov. So that's why he's out there, Dr. Chasim Sofer. On Motsa Yom Tov, you don't say El Yanovi, because he could have come on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, El Yanovi can't come because it's a problem of it. My only problem is now, going back to the Kasher of the Maharaj, what is the status of Eishes Eliyahu? We've said El Yanovi has two statuses yet. Statuses? Is El Yanovi has a status of Malach and a status of Ish, Shedah of Adam. So we said, if he's an Ishes Malach, it's a Malach, so his wife is Mutter, Ishes Re'eyu below Ishes Malach. But the trouble is, El Yanovi flips between, he comes back, he takes his coat off, puts it on, he's good. So there now he's stuck a little bit, I don't know anymore what's the status of Ishes Eliyahu. When he's a Malach, very nice, but since he can revert to being a mensch, and it's fair to say when he was a mensch, it was Misa, yeah, on the Gab, a mensch, it was Misa. Pardon? He's a new creation, yeah, oh, but did he have a Misa? I don't know. It's Tzorachin, Abbas Lefidus Chasim Sefer, it will again be Chayzav, it's Tzorachin, what is the status of Ishes Eliyahu?